Marjorie Taylor Greene to introduce bill prohibiting weather modification will be a felony offense. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 5, 2025. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, revealed that she was introducing a bill to prohibit the use of weather modification or geoengineering to change weather conditions, temperature, or sunlight intensity. In a post on X, Greene explained that she had been researching weather modification and had been working with the Legislative Council for several months regarding the bill. Greene continued to express that no person, company, or government should be able to modify our weather by any means possible. I am introducing a bill that prohibits the injection, release, or dispersion of chemicals or substances into the atmosphere for the express purpose of altering weather, temperature, climate, or sunlight intensity, Greene wrote. It will be a felony offense. Greene added, I have been researching weather modification and working with the Legislative Council for months writing this bill. It will be similar to Florida's Senate Bill 56. We must end the dangerous and deadly practice of weather modification and geoengineering. Geoengineering is described as referring to large or planetary-scale interventions in the Earth's atmosphere, oceans, and soils with the intention of counteracting only some of the effects of climate change, according to the Center for International Environmental Law. Methods of geoengineering range from reflecting sunlight to removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. This is not normal, Greene continued. I want clean air, clean skies, clean rainwater, clean groundwater, and sunshine just like God created it. No person, company, entity, or government should ever be allowed to modify our weather by any means possible. Breitbart News previously reported that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., had spoken about Florida's Senate Bill 56, SB 56, prior to signing it, stating that it protects Floridians from geoengineering and weather modification activities. Under the National Weather Modification Policy Act of 1976, the Secretary of Commerce is directed to conduct a comprehensive study of the state of scientific knowledge concerning weather modification and weather modification technology. A Rasmussen Report survey conducted between May 14 to 15, 2025, and May 18, 2025, of 1,012 likely U.S. voters found that 44% of likely voters in the U.S. believe that it is likely that government agencies have been secretly releasing chemicals into the atmosphere as part of weather modification or geoengineering. 20% expressed that it was very likely that weather modification and geoengineering activities were taking place, while 39% expressed that they don't believe weather modification is likely.